Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, Jay Cottrell. Let's see what's going on. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, Jay. How are you, my friend?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I thought for sure you would have been camping out for Blink 182 tickets since they announced that they are getting the original three guys back together.
Do I have a Blink 182 song on? I'm not going to lie and say, wait a minute, Blink?
You're not a fan. Apparently, it's a big thing that they are getting back together again. How about all the small things? Would that ring a bell for you right there? I had a hard time thinking of it myself as well. So here's a good old Blink 182. I'll take one lift, your ride, best trip. I was reading about these guys. They had bad deals. One of the guys was in a plane crash. Everyone died but him.
Travis Barker.
Yeah, exactly.
Travis Barker, one of the best drummers ever.
Yeah. Drummers are kind of dime a dozen. And I am a drummer myself, so I don't know what that says, but there you go.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah. Shoot him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch? What? Go on.
All right, Jay, here we are. What a full docket of things to talk about today, including pickleball. I cannot believe you want to get in touch with the pickleball coach I had here on the podcast earlier this week.
My buddy Mike and I, we both play tennis a lot. And like 2 weeks ago, I'll wait till the post.
That's okay. Anyway, so yeah, pickleball, Devontae Adams assault, NBA Twitter, baseball hair, plus a long-lost Anchorman outtake I'd never heard before, and some Bumble news, or not news, but a funny Bumble-related story. So, yeah, well, let's get cracking. All right, with that said, so, yeah, have you tried pickleball yet?
I want to because I think it encapsulates I'm about as good as tennis as you are as good as at golf.
Oh, so you're really good at tennis.
Yes, and I play ping pong very well. I think if I combine those
for a non-Asian. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Racist or true? You decide. I report.
you be the judge.
Be like saying that'd be yeah, like saying I'm a great bobsledder for a non-German.
Yes.
I'm a great marathoner for a non-Ethiopian.
Kenyan. Yes. Right.
I'm a great hairdresser for a straight man.
I'm a great basketball player for
you can't say for a white guy.
I can't say.
Yes, my people.
For an American.
For an American white guy. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, American white kids are getting into baseball. They're throwing themselves into baseball. Baseball, Jay, as the playoffs are going on right now as we speak. Game 2, Braves and Phillies. I'm missing it to talk to you right here, but that's okay. Baseball's not dead. I was talking with several guys that have young kids that are big into baseball. I mean, you know, everyone says, it's dead. It's not dead. It's never going to be dead.
I told you baseball was the sport of my youth. We played football a lot. We played basketball a lot. But we loved to consume baseball more than anything.
Yeah. Well, it's still, you know, still a big thing for kids. That like sports, and especially for white kids who kind of know, like, I'm probably not going to be a football star. I'm certainly not going to be an NBA star.
Lacrosse is going to be their sport, though.
Don't get me started in lacrosse, because then I'll say something not nice about lacrosse, and I'll get the ire and the wrath of Lacrosse Nation upon me.
Wait a minute. Whoa. There's a Lacrosse Nation?
Well, there's lacrosse jihadis. There are lacrosse... Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. Stand down.
I'll be the one to kill lacrosse.
No, yeah, you know, you stand at the top of the key holding your swords out. All you lacrosse players, you're fucking baseball players who couldn't make it. Then you went to lacrosse. So go fuck yourself. Yes, I said it.
Okay.
And it's true.
Okay.
I live in Lacrosse Central. All the guys who couldn't hit a curveball at 9 said, I'll pick this up. Frustrated baseball players.
Right. Your football players that weren't quite tough enough to stick it out in football. Players who are not quite skilled enough to be able to skate.
There was a white kid who I said was the fastest white boy ever seen, and he played lacrosse and he was really good and a good football player. So I can't give him that. They just couldn't play baseball. Anything that allows, I don't know, coordination.
Yeah.
Look, you're going to get some emails now.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
And the problem is nobody knows your email. They know my email. So I'm the one that's going to have to handle these.
Yeah, I love this.
I love people are now like Google searching. They want to do some deep dives on Notorious J-A-Y.
Why? Do your Google search. It's all
I know.
Plenty of shit.
Well, yeah. You know, I don't think in a nefarious way. I think in actually a good way.
I killed four people. Ran an opium den for like a couple months.
Yeah, but guess what? They had it coming.
That's right. They deserved it.
You know, it's funny when the whole Jordan Poole, Draymond Green thing came out, and we need to talk about that because you and I have not talked about that.
Yes.
When it first came out, I said, maybe Poole deserved it. And people went nuts. It was such a counterintuitive take that people didn't know how to process it. And I said, well, nobody really deserves to get straight smoked in the soup coolers like that, straight on from a teammate. But we don't know how much he was digging into Draymond. Apparently, some reports said he was. That because he's going for a max deal and Draymond wants an extension, and there's only so many dollars in the Warriors' coffers, that they're not going to both get paid.
I don't know. Can you come back from... You can't come back from getting bitch slapped in front of the boys.
So wait, you're saying that Jordan Poole is going to have a tougher time coming back than Draymond?
Yeah.
Well, Draymond is going to start opening night, and Steve Kerr said, I've been through a lot with Draymond, I've trusted him, but he broke our trust with this one. That said, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, I think he deserves it. And I'm saying, what part of Draymond Green deserves any benefit of any doubt? He's the guy out there punching guys in the nuts, getting suspended from the NBA Finals, probably costing you a ring.
Oh, he did. He called, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, of all the guys that don't deserve any benefit of any doubt, it's him. But I guess they're just like, you know what? We don't make it worse.
The only thing that's wrong with this is the size difference. There was a big size difference. Yeah.
Why should that matter? You're a man, I'm a man.
That's true.
You got a fist, I got a fist.
The optics look bad for Draymond. Big old Draymond picking old little Jordan Poole. That's the only part, but like
any argument validity to the argument that hey, Poole started it with the shove. He needs to be on DEFCON 1 once he does that. Instead, he just let his hands down like, oh, I'm not going to get hurt.
Keep your hands up. Protect yourself at all times.
Yeah. You got to know. You got to know when you've put things on war footing, you know? Like when Snooki was running her mouth on that bar stool in Jersey Shore. She thought, nobody's going to punch me off this. Bam! It's like, oh, shit, that just happened. I don't condone that, by the way, but it happened. It was real.
I'm guessing Jordan Poole went to a predominantly white Catholic school.
He's from Milwaukee. He went to Marquette. Okay.
Where did he go to high school? Because that's in the lunchroom. Well, even though I didn't go to
Jordan Poole. Jordan Anthony Poole out of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Parents Monet and Anthony Poole. He went to Rufus King High School, not
that
a white.
Sounds public. Okay.
Rufus King High in Milwaukee, but then also attended La Lumiere School in LaPorte, Indiana.
There we go.
That's a college prep school.
There you go.
Located on a 190-acre campus.
Yeah. Okay.
La Lumiere.
But I know what your people can say. But Jay, you went to my private school was Low Gully, so and I know those two words don't go together. I said my private school was. People are going to say, "Well, you went to mine was a little gully, little gully." Meaning we had some bad elements. We had a lot of bad elements.
Well, can you? I thought that was the name of your high school, Little Gully.
Oh, Little Gully. Yeah,
Little Gully High.
Coming from Little Gully High, yes.
No, what do you think?
Gully is an adjective for it. Some shit went down.
Okay,
how about that?
What was your private school?
Mount St. Joe.
Oh, okay, yeah, Mount St. Joe, Catholic, right?
Sure. Yes, but and we had tiers. You had like McDonough School, which was 38,000 and had an equestrian team. Then you had Gilman School, which I believe had three indoor pools. And then you had us, who had a gym.
Yeah. Mount St. Joe, Catholic College Preparatory School for Young Men, sponsored by the Xaverian Brothers.
Badasses.
Faithful to the tradition of Xaverian education. Who are the Xaverian Brothers? And what is
they will whip your ass if you get out of line.
So they're two brothers named Xaverian?
No. They're a group, the Xavier Brothers. They're like their group of Catholic brothers.
Oh, really?
An order.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it.
Interesting. I've never seen that name. Xaverian.
Yeah. That's Xavier College. That's where all that comes from.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're the original X-Men.
I think Gauldy School is Xavier Brothers. Okay. I think Georgetown Prep was Xavier Brothers. Right. Gauldy School, not Gully.
No, it's bougie, right?
Bougie, yeah.
By the way, back to pickleball. If you're good at tennis, you're not going to like pickleball. I don't believe.
It looks okay. I've seen it on TV. I said I want something to dominate in my 50th year.
How about inactivity?
Yeah. Couch sitting. I'm good at that.
Right.
That's funny.
Inactivity and firing off hot takes. I'm dominating in those things. Now, here's the thing. Okay, especially you as a tennis player.
Why didn't you like it?
I've been thinking about this a lot. It's not that I didn't like it. I was trying to think about what it is that would keep me from getting hooked on it. And I think here is the answer, as I thought about this quite a bit. The sport lacks a purely satisfying moment that keeps you coming back wanting to get better. In other words, in golf, even if you suck, once around, you may strike a ball so pure that it doesn't even feel like you hit the ball and it flies an impossibly high and far distance at just the thing you were aiming at and lands really close to the pin. And you're like, yes, it makes you feel like $1 million. In tennis, when you rip a forehand down the line past an on-rushing opponent.
A forehand winner.
Forehand winner on the fucking line. Not close to the line, on the goddamn paint. It makes you feel so good, you just want to... In pickleball, the harder you hit the ball, sometimes it just goes slow, no matter what. There is like a terminal velocity because of the weight and the size of the ball and the paddles, and that's part of the design of the sport. So to me, it lacks that singular satisfying thing that's going to make me go, that was awesome. Yeah, that's my best theory on this, but who knows? Maybe okay. I'll become a pickleball douchebag. I mean, evangelist, like my guy Steve Halligan. He's a great guy, by the way. He's not a douchebag.
Well, I would like to be hooked up with Steve Halligan and try
what do you
to
want?
Play once.
Well, just
try
go
to
get
come
a,
up there.
Go get a paddle.
Come up there. Go up there and play once.
Okay, go get a paddle. Well, all right.
I have one.
You do already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
I got Amazon.
Already? What'd you pay?
50.
Okay. All right.
Is that
so not too bad?
Okay. I didn't know. So I'm like, okay.
All right. The appropriate cooling off period. 1, 2, 3, call it 4 days now. Well, 3 days, actually. The appropriate cooling off period has expired. Jay, here's a roll of quarters on your Pittsburgh Steelers. Go. Ka-chink, ka-chink, ka-chink.
Kenny Pickett stinks.
Come on!
The offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, he sucks. The defense, they suck.
How about Tomlin?
I just found it hard to believe that a Brian Flores, Mike Tomlin defense would suck as bad as they do. They just are awful. It's just, this is a 4-win team.
No room for improvement. No time to give them to say,
you know what?
Let's hang
in there. This is very overrated. Najee Harris.
Wow.
Not really blowing wind up my skirt.
Okay.
I mean, the only person who I really go, George Pickens, the rookie wide receiver. That guy I want to see more of.
That guy's but a dog. That guy's a dog right there.
Yeah. Everybody else, I mean, T.J. Watt will never come back good ever again because he's had way too many injuries already.
Right.
In his, like, sixth or seventh season.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you called it, and I said, yeah, you're right. We're going to walk in the wilderness for about 5 years till we get a really good quarterback. Because Kenny Pickett ain't it.
Yeah. Did you have high hopes for Pickett at all hopes? You didn't like him from the start. You didn't like him from draft.
Yeah. Day. First of all, he was like 29 coming out of college. I'm being funny. He's like 25.
Oh, so he's like Brandon Whedon 2.0.
Yeah, his ceiling is not that high. He came out like because he transferred and he had a COVID year, so he's like 25.
He's 24. He's 24. You know,
going to be 25 this year. He's 25.
Hey, going into his age 25 season. No. He was born in June 6th. So he'll be 24 all season long. But here's the thing about age. I never understood exactly why age mattered on certain prospects, like especially in baseball. And I was like, well, who cares? Like, if he's almost major league material, that what does it matter? And it's a factor of, well, it took him long to get to here. There's no upside. Like, if there was still upside, he'd be here, but he'd be a lot younger.
Right, right.
So if a guy's on the verge of being a major leaguer and he's 26, 27, 28, the chances are he's reached his terminal maximum
greatness.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so he's 24, Pickett is. Remember Whedon when he came out? And where did he go to college again?
Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon. He was an older quarterback. Kyle Whedon, Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma State. Yeah. Speaking of Oklahoma State. So
he was at Oklahoma State.
He was drafted
in 2012. That's 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Guess what he is now? 38. 28-year-old rookie.
Yeah, because he played baseball, though. And,
I know.
And then came back to football.
I know.
So Saturday I was doing running errands, and one of my favorite things to do is listen to losing teams post-game shows. And I said, what is that Oklahoma? And I looked, and it was our boy, my homeboy, one of your favorite guests.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me his name. Hubner, no, Mark Hubner.
No.
Former ball player, former major league ball player.
That's okay.
Former major league ball, just a short cup of coffee, but made the fucking bigs, right?
Yes, from Maryland. Can't
goatee, short, kind of fat now because he's retired. We're all fat. I forget.
Jim Traber.
Traber, that's right.
Jim Traber, who, if you ask people in this area, might be the greatest three-sport athlete in Maryland area history.
Really?
That's a fact. Baseball, basketball, and tennis. Yes.
Wow.
No, baseball, football, and tennis. Anyway, the Oklahoma post-game show was hysterical. Ready to fire
Hannibals
after four games.
They got awesome. Shut out. They got shut out and destroyed. What was it, 37-0? Something crazy like that? 49-0?
Yeah. Yes, 40, okay. Yeah. For 37, it makes it seem
whatever.
Like it was close.
They should have.
Like it was close.
They almost made my small school ass whippings of the week on the wrong side of it.
But I've been keeping receipts from Oklahoma fans, you know, telling me that Lincoln Riley's the devil. So I'm just bringing shit out right now, and I'm just, and in the words of Kramer, I'm loving it.
Yeah, exactly. So on this Happy Dan Orlovsky Day. Yep, one of the worst plays ever by a quarterback. Here was the highlight. This was, what year was this? I don't know. So it's in standard definition. I know that. So we're probably talking 10, 11, 12, something like that, just before everything changed over. Dan Orlovsky on 3rd and 10 from his own 1 yard line, playing for the Detroit Lions, pride of UConn, Dan Orlovsky. Drops back to pass, is chased by known quarterback eater Jared Allen, and decides to flee while looking downfield for a receiver by running on the end line for not one, not two, not even three, but like 5 steps.
3rd and 10. Here comes Jared Allen, and he's out of bounds. Poor guy. I don't even know if he realized it. And that's a safety.
Well, so much for me calling him savvy, because he had no idea
savvy
on the field. And you can see him. He didn't even know he was out of bounds. Tough situation for a young quarterback.
3, 4,
but you
5,
always
got to
be aware,
7.
Ron.
I don't think he knew he was out until his 7th step on the end line.
Can that man be an analyst?
Does that disqualify him? No. No, not at all. Because
okay.
There are great coaches who are average players. In fact, most of the best coaches were average players, right?
There's average and they're stupid.
Okay. but the guys that can do.
Do.
The guys who can't do but know, teach. So in a way, Orlovsky is a bit of a teacher. Because he can sit there and break down plays and go, should have gone here, should have gone there, etc. Yesterday on the podcast, I played a clip from a a coach who I guess is on Last Chance U. You ever watch that show?
But wait a minute. Let me ask you. I was thinking about this. Would you rather have him or Mark Sanchez with the butt fumble?
Okay, let's go. All right, most embarrassing quarterback moments. Butt fumble is up there. The Orlovsky running out of the back of the end zone is another. T.J. Rubley calling an audible for the Packers in the Metrodome, one of the loudest places to play, when they just were like, don't call an audible, and he did, and it led to like a pick six. Singular embarrassing quarterback moments, go.
We talked to the quarterback and threw five interceptions. Peterman.
Back. Oh, yeah, Nathan Peterman, one, that was bad.
In one half.
How about Johnny Manziel just taking the field on any given Sunday? Fucking embarrassment.
Brett Favre in that playoff game, throwing that pick.
That was a bad play. I wouldn't say that was an embarrassment, but yeah. If anyone can think of other quarterback moments that were embarrassing. But so on this happy Dan Orlovsky day, I thought I'd play for you what I think is the opposite of pulling an Orlovsky. It was against your Steelers. First quarter, you had Josh Allen and the Bills backed up at their own two.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to say, fuck it, we could throw it deep here.
YOLO.
YOLO, exactly. Here is the great Brian Baldinger doing his film breakdown of this play.
The great Brian Baldinger.
Not a fan?
No, I'm being funny.
Okay, here we go. All right, here's Baldy. Oh, you son of a bitch, Twitter. Not playing my media.
You haven't gotten rid of this yet?
Well, you know, you think that it's going to work seamlessly, but it's not. Real quick, why don't you like Baldy?
No. I was being funny. No, you can be a frequent guest.
Here we go.
So it's third and 10. It's the third play of the game. There's 14 minutes and 30 seconds to go, and I'm looking at this formation. You got two guys next to Josh Allen. And then you look out here and you're like, what are these guys doing in the middle of the field? It's almost like Gabriel Davis and Stephon Diggs were gunners on a punt and they're going to double the gunners. That's what it looks like. Except Gabriel Davis just runs right through it. And Stephon Diggs just runs right past it. It's just a chalkboard coverage. He runs right by it and Josh just throws it out front. And you think, okay, where's Minka Fitzpatrick? Why isn't he there? He's
Jay, where's Minka?
Right.
Usually the free safety as Gabriel Davis goes to a Buffalo Bill leap. And then you go, okay, there's Minka right there. But what's he doing there? Is he just drawing the guards block? And here's Singletary and Sweeney, the SS group right here. Here we go. Max protection. Pick up the blitz. So Josh Allen can step up. I have no idea what Minka was doing on that play. Because he knocks Josh down. He still throws the ball 45 yards on a dime. That's how the Bills think. From the two-yard line, we'll attack. We'll attack from anywhere on the field, any time of the day. That's the message that the rest of the league and all those fans in Western New York believe.
That's a great point. That's the Bills right there. They're like, fuck it, watch this. I mean, third play of the game, and they're at their own two. Most coaches are like, we need some room for our punter to operate.
For our punt, we'll run three times and punt, yes.
You know, I noticed something watching this on Fitzpatrick. So he's up there to blitz, and he's going to blitz one of the A-gaps, but he takes a step in and then stops for some reason. Just for a second. He's got a clear path to Josh Allen, but he takes one sideways step, hesitates, and then comes rushing in. By then, it's too late. That's the difference in that play right there. But all right.
Well, and a lot of talent.
That would be it as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. My wife sometimes asks, my voice, Jesus God, help me. Help me with this GERD, please, God. My wife asks some of the greatest questions ever. Watching sports. I love it. She was watching the Phillies game just a minute ago with me, and she goes, whoa, why is there a homeless guy who plays for the Phillies? I said, no, that's Brandon Marsh.
Oh.
And he has the most magnificent homeless guy look maybe ever in Major League Baseball.
That's a new trend with the big beard and the big salad.
big beard, big salad. Like, his hair is wet. It's stringy. It's long. The beard is massive. It's flaring out.
Yeah.
So here was the question she asked me. She goes, didn't they put in rules or something that you can't have that in baseball? I said, well, honey, there's one team that has those two.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I then got to explain how the New York Yankees are the only team with the cachet and
please,
the clout.
Please
and
play it. Please play it. Please play it.
Play what?
There's one bite. There's one bite for this.
Oh, my God. What is it?
The Simpsons. Mattingly. She goes sideburns.
Okay.
Hippie freak. Oh, you don't have one. That was, I thought that was in the holster. Matt,
no,
didn't I tell you?
I have not.
Drop the team.
It's not in the holster, but it's on YouTube, and thank God for that.
Mattingly, get rid of those sideburns.
What sideburns?
You heard me, hippie. Mattingly, for the last time, get rid of those sideburns.
Look, Mr. Burns, I don't know what you think sideburns are, but...
Don't argue with me! Just get rid of them! Mattingly! I thought I told you to trim those sideburns! Go home! You're off the team! For good!
Fine. I still like him better than Steinbrenner.
I still like him better than Steinbrenner. I told the story of Matt Damon. I said, you know, honey, there's this guy named Matt Damon. He played for the Red Sox, really good center fielder, and he had this giant caveman look to him, and he ended up getting traded to the Yankees, or maybe he took a free agent deal. I
free agent. Free agent.
Yeah. And everyone in sports is like, well, is he going to shave the beard? Are they going to make an exception for him? Spring training came, and he was clean shaven.
Yeah, you goddamn, that money spends well.
Exactly. All right, NBA Twitter, Jay. I just can't. I know people love the association. I know the season is about to start. I can't take it on my timeline. I don't want it right now. I don't need it right now. There's going to be plenty of time for it later. How do I cope or perhaps weed out of my social media timeline all these NBA takes and opinions and shit I don't want in the heart of football season?
Yeah, I would start with an anti Kyrie Irving filter.
Mm.
That's the person in sports. Naomi Osaka and Kyrie Irving, the two people I want to hear from less.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Just because why?
Naomi Osaka is insufferable.
All right.
a person who plays a singular sport who can't handle pressure.
Talking about mental health. You got to take care of your mental health. You know, I'm taking a break for my mental health. Well, easy for you when you've got all these endorsements where you don't even have to fucking play tennis to make money.
Right.
I'd take a break as well.
And she just breaks down over the littlest thing. Yeah. Somebody boo that point, and she's crying for 20 minutes.
She is what we would call, Jay. A-A-W-R-T. Soft.
And I hate Kyrie because Kyrie, as my buddy says, is stupid smart. He is as dumb as a brick, but all his life people have told him, "You're so smart, Kyrie," and he's believed that shit. But he's as dumb as a box of rocks.
He's an intellectual idiot, right?
Yes.
He's able to sort of grasp onto briefly or hook into sideways some next level concepts about life and the way the world works, but they're usually kind of wrong or upside down.
Didn't you say you had a relative who was just? Who knew just enough sports to be dangerous?
My brother-in-law Todd, who's the greatest guy ever, great family man.
I didn't want to bring his name out.
Yeah, no. I love Todd to death. Like he would just uncork some of the wildest sports takes that were 180 degrees wrong, but I could point it out and he would laugh. He would go, "Oh, I guess I got that wrong." Like, he never cared to flex about how much he did or did not know about sports. But he liked sports enough that, you know, he was wanted to participate.
That's Kyrie Irving. He knows enough intellectual facts to be dangerous.
Just enough to be dangerous. Okay, lastly, we're coming up on an election here. And I just, like many people, cannot wait for these fucking ads to stop already. Smith is bad for insert state here. Vote Jones instead. Jones for Congress. Smith wants to put your dog in doggy jail. Don't trust Smith. It's Jones for your family. Here's the problem. Here's what really is demoralizing. There's a reason why these campaigns spend all this money on these ads. One reason, Jay. They work. They work to a certain extent. They may not work on you or me or anyone else with a brain, but if they had no value, they wouldn't spend the money.
God, I'd like to know who that is. Well,
right. I'd love to know who that is as well. I'd love to know what maniacs out there, what lunatics are actually going, "Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking about Jones, but I just heard this ad that said he wants to imprison my dog. I don't know if I can vote for him. I might have to vote for Smith. I might vote this way once. That way another time."
It's crazy. I participated in 3 election campaigns, fundraising events, and those people are a special bunch. That's all I'm going to say. special bunch.
What do you mean special bunch?
Man, it's just...
Who's those people? The politicians or the voters?
The constituents who
are influenceable or may change their vote from one side to the other.
Oh, they're never going to change their vote.
But here's the thing, Jay. Clearly, there's a thin slice of the electorate, let's call it 5%, right? That can go either way.
That's okay. That's okay.
Or let's call it 10%. So the scoreboard is roughly 45-45 with 10% in the middle. That's persuadable.
And those are the ones that scare us.
Yeah, because they're fucking morons. Like, it's okay if you believe in a party or a platform that I don't believe in, but who the fuck decides, "Yeah, I believe in this. No, now I believe in something else."
Can I say one thing, though, this election season? There's nothing that makes me sit up at night with the covers pulled over my eyes that I know that in Atlanta, Georgia, there are going to be people who are going to cast their vote for Herschel Walker.
What don't you like about Herschel Walker?
The fact that he might be one of the dumbest human beings walking upright.
Do you think that Raphael Warnock is any smarter?
Have you heard Herschel Walker speak?
Yeah.
At some point, Zabe, you got to go, "Let's cut this down the middle. Herschel Walker's a moron."
Okay. So are many other politicians. He's hardly the worst of the bunch.
Oh, no, that goes to Tommy Tuberville, another one.
Okay. How many dumb Democrats are out there?
Let's see. Dumb Democrats. I'm trying to think. I know there's some offhand. Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer's a moron.
All right. He's pretty sharp, but he's a demagogue. He knows how to demagogue.
It's not wicked smart.
Okay. How about the brain dead guy in Pennsylvania, Fetterman, who wears the hoodies? And has had a stroke. Like, this guy should not even be permitted to run. Can't put a sentence together. Herman Cain, he's dead.
Bernie Sanders. Not that great of a thinker. Yeah. He only got elected to a place where there's like 30 people.
True. But so Bernie Sanders is a committed communist. And so you got to give him credit for that. You know where he stands.
But you're trying to tell me that Herschel Walker has intelligence? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I have not given him an IQ test. And I don't know if he's any dumber than anyone else. But you see, if you're a Republican, you vote for him because it means you're voting against the Democrat. Just like those who are going to vote for Fetterman are voting for him, not because of his acumen or the fact that he can barely talk after the stroke. They just want to block a Republican from getting in office.
No. My distaste for Herschel Walker, I think Tim, what's his name from Florida? Tim, come on.
Tim who?
The black dude from Florida. Republican.
Oh, Tim Scott.
Tim Scott, very well spoken. I know Chris Rock said that's like a retarded person who can speak. Oh, yeah. Tim Scott, extremely intelligent, anti-Herschel Walker.
Okay, well, some people
don't like his politics,
right?
But he's the anti. Okay. Herschel Walker is a dumb idiot, a blithering idiot, I hate using that term.
Well, here's the thing: what did George Carlin say about the average American? Think of how dumb the average American is, and then realize half the people walking on the planet are even dumber than that person because they're the average dumb person. I know. I just want it to end. I just the ads are so lame. Here we go. FTG. Stand by.
I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who is your candidate this week for fuck that guy?
All the people that voted USC one spot below Tennessee in the polls. Are you fucking kidding me? That shit pissed me off. How do you have a nice win and then fall in the polls? Come on, voters. God damn it. Really? What's the point? So you want every SEC team? If you have SEC behind your name, you're just going, it doesn't matter where you are. I hate this crap. This sucks.
All right. For all those voters, you say,
fuck the SEC pollsters.
All right, my FTG goes to whoever it was for the Brooklyn Nets when they were doing some outdoor photo op on a blacktop with outdoor baskets, and he casually pulls up to shoot a jumper and airballs the fuck out of it. It makes Ben Simmons. Oh, it is Ben Simmons. Holy shit. Holy shit. Look at that. There it is. You got to see this, Jay. Have you seen the Ben Simmons highlight?
I have that.
It's so great. There he is. He's like, all the Nets are walking out. Your favorite guy, Kyrie, not in his uniform. They got KD, the Slim Reaper. And Ben Simmons pulls up, shoots a really bad jumper that does not draw anything. Wow.
Shocking.
Fuck that guy.
Shocking.
All right, Jay. Always a pleasure. Where'd you eat tonight? Did you get a good meal?
Good burger.
Nice. Very good. Do you have some bacon on it?
No, I'm not a bacon burger guy.
No cheese, though, right? You're lactose intolerant.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
cheese.
Sorry. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I got to text you later. I bought another TV when I have a 3-TV setup. I got to ask you, how do I have to do that?
Why'd you bury the lead, for God's sakes? Okay,
next week
we'll deal with it first thing out of the gate. Jay, as always, my friend, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.